techno progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. This is a rare Friday morning episode of the show, but there is definitely a method to my madness, as Honey Love will be at the PNE Forum on Sunday night as part of the Foundation event. My interview with her is the feature for today's episode, and we will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. Vincent Kyra starts the ball rolling with a Hatteras remix of Need You.
Thank you. I think it's time for all of us to relieve and release all pressures pressing down on our peace. It's time for all of us to take hold of our own souls. Then let them fly. Let them flow. Let them go. 'Cause the more we free, the less weight we carry. Did you hear me?
Great tracks to start things up. Simon Doty wrapped up with his latest Soul Flow, and both of those can be had wherever you buy your music. The aforementioned Honey Love will be in town this Sunday at PNE Forum, and I was fortunate to be able to interview her in advance of the gig. Here we talk production, making her name, and what she hopes to do in the future. Full track list and a selection of Honey Love web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's dive into the first part of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to LA-based DJ and producer Honey Love, an artist who's definitely made her mark on the scene over the past 3 years. With releases on Insomniac, Parachute, and Bambosa, she's also done remixes for the likes of Diplo, Annie Mac, and most recently she collaborated with Harry Romero on the track Inside My Mind, which drops on February 10th. Her gig list includes Avant Gardner in Brooklyn, Spy Bar in Chicago, and Space in Miami. Touted as a BBC Radio 1 future star and Billboard's Dance Artist to Watch, she's clearly on her way to carving out a special place in the industry. She'll be here in Vancouver at the PNE Forum on Sunday, February the 19th, alongside Mark Knight, Chris Lake, Nora Impure, and others. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound?
I like to call it street sexy, deep grooves, you know, a little bit of that mix. It's always going to be groovy for sure.
Okay, and is there anything about growing up in Ohio and then eventually moving to LA that inspired you to make this music? Like maybe clubs you had gone to or any DJs you saw or anything else that you can think of that influenced you?
Living in Cleveland, Ohio, it was close to Detroit and Chicago. So the music was definitely, you know, it made its way into Cleveland for sure. And I just remember as a little girl, my mother would play house music, like from Frankie Knuckles, CeCe Peniston. So it was always there. It was just the matter of me, you know, appreciating it and understanding it.
We'll be right back. Okay, when you eventually decided to branch out and start doing this, making music all on your own, what was your experience of trying to establish yourself both as a DJ and a producer in the industry like for you?
Well, at first, I did not know where to go, but, you know, being the person that I was, I was just always hustling, just, you know, just trying to get my name out there as any way I could, even, you know, reaching out to people that I thought was in the scene and just seeing, like, where I could start. But I would say, like, Twitch at the time during the pandemic definitely helped.
Okay, and was that primarily in LA or were you still living in Cleveland at the time?
No, I was in LA at the time.
The darkness. The lights are low. Space is pumping, 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 pumping. Honey, I like that.
And then after all of that hard work, was there a moment when you finally realized it wasn't just a hobby or a passion anymore and you had turned it into a legitimate career for you?
It was definitely last year. It was like my first year of ever touring with house music. And I would have to say when I went to Spain, I was like, and actually when I played in Brooklyn with Chris Lake early that year, I was just like, yeah, this is it. It was such a crazy experience.
Okay, let's jump over to production then. When you are making tracks, what's the DAW that you choose to work with and why is that the case?
I'm using Ableton because it was one of the first DAWs that I started to learn.
Okay, and then what's your approach to using Ableton? Are you content to use what they offer you in the box or do you like to bring in external VSTs and possibly some hardware in as well?
I pretty much use their plugins. You know, I like to keep the sounds raw. I don't like to do too much with them. But yeah, it's super basic. And, you know, just adding like my little flair to it, whether it's, you know, spacing the sounds out or adding like some delays or reverbs, but nothing too crazy.
Okay. What is your approach to making tracks? Do you like to start with an idea in your head and then get seated at the computer and go that way? Or do you like to just sit at the computer, experiment, and see what that leads to?
Yeah, it's definitely sitting there and seeing what comes at that time. I never know what it's going to be in the end.
Thank you.
And when you started producing tracks, did you find some element to that whole process challenging for you? And how did you eventually navigate that and make your way out of it?
I think, just finding the right sounds to go together and being able to do arrangement of the song as well. And I basically, did like a little cheat code that everyone does. It's like take a song that you really like, the arrangement they have, and try to copy that arrangement and how they had it. So that's definitely helped me for sure.
Okay, let's shift on over to the DJing side of things here. When you are mixing, how much of your sets are planned in advance?
Oh, none at all. Everything's freestyle.
Okay, and then what's that like in that moment in time? Are you able to read the floor particularly well, or is it something that can be challenging?
Oh, no, it comes to me pretty easily. It's just being able to read the crowd and seeing what they're vibing with and, taking risks. Like, hey, maybe I can play this one that some people may not really know, but once you got the crowd in, you're able to do whatever you want, so it's pretty dope.
Okay, then what is your preferred setup for DJing? Are you using multiple CDJs and then dropping acapellas and stems and things like that into the mixes? Well,
Yes, I need four CDJs, one CDJ. I just have my acapellas going that I filter through throughout the night. And then with the other three, I'm just, you know, switching through different songs, different DJ tools and stuff like that. Your tongue going in down like traffic.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Honey Love interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. Her track Your Tongue finished off part one, and Sway kicks off part two. Full track list and a selection of Honey Love web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out the second half of the interview. You'll be here in Vancouver on Sunday, February the 19th. What can clubgoers expect from your set that night?
Oh, it's just going to be deep, groovy, and sexy, that's for sure. Everyone's going to be dancing.
always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Hit him with the heat, high, high, like we always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Hit him with the heat, high, high, like we always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Hit him with the heat, high, high, like we always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Let your body move, flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Hit him with the heat, high, high, like we always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Make you wanna sway, 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 make you wanna sway. Feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Hit him with the heat, high, high, like we always do. Now feel the rhythm, not gon' let your body move. Flavor that you need, no doubt, let the record play. Bass bump, place jump, make you wanna sway. Flavor that you need, guaranteed to hit.
Okay, let's take a look at your gigging history. Over the past year, you've been all over North America, a little bit of Europe and the UK. Are there any events in there that have really stood out for you, and what made them so special for you?
I would say going to Ibiza, Spain would be one, because that was one of the places I was on top of my list earlier the year to play at, and I didn't think I would play it that year. But to be able to play it that year with, you know, a really big name like Calvin Harris and Mark Kitchen, it was pretty dope. So I would definitely say that was one of like my biggest highlight moments of last year.
And then can you think of any DJs or producers, past or present, that have really inspired you? And how did they influence you?
I would say there's so many, to be honest. Even like Harry Merrill, who I just did a track with, and Seth Troxler, they've been in the game forever. And for me, they stick out because, you know, they've been here. They haven't gone anywhere. You know, their legacy is still, the longevity of their career is really inspiring. And I hope I could, you know, obtain the same thing.
Okay, let's continue with the Harry Romero idea there. When you do collaborate with somebody like that with so much experience, do you feel like you leave that situation with a better set of skills than you had going in?
I would say, yeah, in a way, listening to how he was able to do certain things with the drums and the bass. And, you know, he's told me about a hardware that he uses. And I was like, you know what? If he uses it, then I need to use it. So I definitely got that hardware he told me to get.
Okay, let's shift our eye to the future here. What is your vision for yourself, both in DJing and production, as you continue to go forward in this?
Continuing to, you know, solidify my sound. You know, I feel like it's finally getting to a point where I can, you know, feel like, yeah, you know, that's a Honey Love sound. And just being able to continue to travel around the world. I have a lot of European dates in coming up this year, so I'm really excited about that.
Just like,
Final question for you, is there anything upcoming that you'd like to promote?
Oh, yes. Please check out my new song with Harry Merrill's called Inside My Mind on his record label Bambosa Records, streaming everywhere.
Thank you.
This has been Honey Love. A selection of Honey Love tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, and Juno Download. As well, a full list of Honey Love web links can be found on Technoprogressivo's Facebook page. Remember to check her out at the PNE Forum on Sunday, February the 19th, and tickets for that can still be had at Ticket Leader. Thank you so much for doing this.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Honey Love for agreeing to interview. The timing definitely was tight, but we made it happen. Her latest, Inside My Mind, closed out the interview, and that is out now and can be had anywhere you buy tracks. Don't forget, she'll be at the PNE Forum this Sunday, February the 19th, for a foundation event, and tickets are still available online. Head over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page for a full track list and a selection of Honey Love web links to learn more about the mind behind the music. A really nice combo of vocals and some amazing bass lines mixed in there as well. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca, Apple Podcasts, and speaker.com to hear this one or more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo, follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 28 years in time to 1995. At the behest of Honey Love, it's Frankie Knuckles along with Adiva. This is Too Many Fish. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.
Your mind. time. Oh yeah. On Saturday, you went out in Mary Jane.